Welcome to Momentum Friday in episode 59 of the Passion Struck podcast. And I wanted to thank all of you for the five-star ratings that you continue to give the show. We now have more than 1,100. And I'm going to take the time to read a couple from some of our fans. The first is from Philip Anthony Mangan, who says, John's podcast is authentically refreshing to listen to. As you can tell, he is passionate about what he does and providing the audience with valuable information. It is definitely worth your time to take a listen. And another review from Kenneth Morganetti, who says, Passion Struck is an amazing podcast. I absolutely love everything about this podcast. It's informative, inspiring, entertaining, and factually correct. Thank you, Kenneth and Philip, for taking your time to write about the show. We appreciate it so much. And I have a special announcement to make. Throughout the month of September, in honor of 9/11, we will be dedicating all of our podcast episodes to veterans who served during the 20-year War on Terror. This includes some amazing interviews coming up. The first is from Blackall Racing, the team of Janet and Tony Blackall, who are going to discuss how they are making motorsport a voice for veterans. I'm going to follow that with an episode from NASCAR Xfinity driver and naval officer Jesse Uwiji, who is breaking barriers on his way to reaching the top level of NASCAR. Then I will feature two interviews by astronauts. One, distinguished Naval Academy graduate and former NASA astronaut, Captain Wendy Lawrence, who will discuss her time during the space program and her three space shuttle missions. And then I will have on Kayla Barron, who is one of the Artemis generation of astronauts and is preparing to go on her first mission to the International Space Station in October. I'll follow that up with an interview from retired Navy SEAL commander Mark Devine, who is also the author of Unbeatable Mind. And then lastly, I'll feature Dr. Robert Adams, a retired Navy SEAL and Army colonel, who will discuss his time as a Navy SEAL and his lessons learned from serving as a doctor for over 30 years. Some amazing content coming your way. I'm going to start today's episode out with a quote by Dale Carnegie, who said, "Most of the important things in life have been accomplished by people who have kept on trying when there seemed to be no hope at all." And that is such an incredible lead-in to today's episode that I'm going to do on the life-changing power of saying I can. Welcome, visionaries, creators, innovators, entrepreneurs, leaders, and growth seekers of all types to the Passion Struck podcast. Hi, I'm John Miles, a peak performance coach, multi-industry CEO, Navy veteran, and entrepreneur on a mission to make passion go viral for millions worldwide. And each week I do so by sharing with you an inspirational message and interviewing high achievers from all walks of life to unlock their secrets and lessons to becoming passion struck. The purpose of our show is to serve you, the listener, by giving you tips, tasks, and activities you can use to achieve peak performance and pursue the passion-driven life you have always wanted to have. Now, let's become passion struck. Are you ready for one of the most important life and leadership lessons you will ever learn? You are the most challenging critic that you will ever face. Need proof? Let me lead you through a short thought experience. In your mind, or better yet, on a piece of paper, take a moment and write down some of the biggest opportunities or dreams that have ever been presented to you. Do you have it written down? Now, as you think about those dreams and opportunities, write down the answer to the following question. Did you pursue those dreams and opportunities, or did you let them pass you by? How often are we presented with amazing opportunities in life only to let so many of them go by the wayside? Why? Because of a simple four-letter word that shows up at the worst possible moment, snuffing at our dreams and telling us it's impossible. That four-letter word is, I can't. I can't possibly finish an Ironman triathlon. That idea can't work. I can't accomplish my dreams because I don't have the financial means. I can't change my lifestyle. I can't possibly get myself back into shape again. We say I can't so often to changes that could truly unlock our passion-driven life that we are so trying, that we want to accomplish so much. So how do you overcome you? When you realize that you are your biggest obstacle, you can start taking the steps to silence your inner critic and move towards those actions that lead you to a growth mindset and becoming passion struck. A real example of a veteran who is overcoming her own I can't transition is Marine turned mountain climber Kirsty Ennis. And for Kirsty Ennis, the morning of June 23rd, 2012 began as a routine day. In fact, Sergeant Ennis was in extremely high spirits. She attended check flight briefings and then set off on her last mission during her second Afghanistan combat tour of duty. It was on that final flight when her helicopter crashed while performing combat resupplies, and Ennis was severely injured, almost losing her life. The crash left her with a severe traumatic brain injury, full thickness fascia trauma, bilateral shoulder damage, cervical and lumbar spine injuries, and severe left leg wounds. After approximately 40 surgeries over the course of 3 years, Kirsty's left leg was amputated below the knee. Following extensive time in the hospital, Ennis actually considered ending her own life as the impacts of her physical and invisible injuries completely engulfed her and her spirit to carry on. However, at this moment of crisis, she experienced a profound breakthrough, overcoming the voices telling her that she couldn't rise from the ashes of that traumatic experience and its ensuing limitations. Ennis decided that just because of her injuries and the fact that she was missing a limb didn't mean that she had to give up on living a passion-driven and fulfilling life. Ennis decided to wrestle back her life from the edge of despair and set a personal goal to push beyond her limitations and take up the new hobbies of snowboarding and mountain climbing. Ennis has turned the concept of disabled athlete on its head, proving how capable she still is, whether it's on one leg or two. She competed in border cross and bank slalom as a Paralympic snowboarder and then ventured into mountaineering with the goal of completing the 7 summits by climbing the highest peak in every continent with an original goal of 2021. So far, she has attempted 5 and completed 4, including Mount Everest. And since she began her journey, Ennis has raised well over $70,000 for veterans, women, and disabled populations. And I love this quote from Kirsty Ennis. She says, "Looking at my life, people can now see me climbing Mount Everest or receiving an award or whatever it may be. They see these glorious images and pictures. But what they don't see are the dark days and the hard days, like having to put my leg on in the morning and just how miserable that can be, especially at the beginning of my recovery. It was so hard to do things for myself. I think that is what makes it hard for people to go through these periods of transition. They think that they are all alone. And that is why it is so important to learn how to move past yourself and your self-limiting beliefs. Did you know that Forbes magazine recently cited that 70% of individuals who do personal development, masterminds, and one-on-one coaching benefited from better work performance, increased communication skills, and overall better relationships? And we at PassionStruck are obsessed with self-development, coaching, and mentorship. That is why we've created a free resource to help you unlock your hidden potential. Because people doing great things in business and life are just like you, only they've had a coach along the way. And we've got that covered too. Let us show you the systems and frameworks that we teach growth-minded individuals to help them step into their sharp edges, execute on their passion journeys, and get predictable results time and time again. Go to passionstruck.com/coaching right now and let's get igniting. one of the biggest obstacles that anyone faces in their life is moving past themselves and busting through the status quo that they set for themselves by their own circumstances that they create in their mind. You may feel that you don't have the education, the experience, the ability, or the potential to succeed. You may be an underdog in your own life. And so many of us are. About 85% of the world's population is not living up to its full capability. However, underdogs like Kirsty Ennis illustrate that in life, our most significant limiting factor is often our own inner critic. It's our inner voice who tries to convince us that we can't. But I'm telling you right now, you can. Will you allow yourself to be knocked down by your own sharp angles and fear? Or will you take advantage of the unique opportunities you have been granted and become passion struck to fulfill your creative and leadership abilities? The real work begins when you delete the word can't from your personal vocabulary. Once you do, you will start to see how you can genuinely break through and become passion struck in your own life. So how do you translate this knowledge to practical use? Similar to Kirsty, you also have to settle on a decision. You have to make a choice. You will either keep deceiving yourself, and many do their entire life, and it's so sad to see, or you can be honest with your inner voice and face your fears. You have a choice. Mindsets are just beliefs. They are potent beliefs, but nevertheless, they are just something in your mind. What is essential is taking the step and making the decision to stop listening to your inner voice when it tells you, I can't. Instead, start taking deliberate steps to change how you react to opportunities that are thrown your way each and every day. Kirsty had a choice just like you do. It started with her making that decision that she was going to tackle her fears and live a no-regrets life. She decided not to let her disabilities and invisible injuries stand in the way of her living the life that she always wanted to live. I would encourage you to take a hard look in the mirror. It is up to you to take the hard steps towards a world of I can. And for some, it may be a straight path. For others, it may be a zigzag. The important thing is to make decisions that move you closer to your dreams and not farther away from them. It could make the complete difference in how you live the rest of your life. Your mindset is everything. The way you approach an opportunity or challenge and its result is solely based on you. You are the most challenging critic that you will ever face. And I hope you got a lot out of today's episode. And if you did, would you please share this with friends of yours who could use this inspirational message? If there's someone that you would like me to interview or an inspirational message that you would like to hear, please DM me at John R. Miles on Instagram. And if you haven't checked it out yet, please go to our YouTube channel, which is gaining in popularity at John R. Miles. Remember, make a choice. Work hard and step into your sharp edges. I know that you can become passion struck. Now go out there and do it.